Hey, it's the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofulli Foo.
We have a special guest.
Yeah, hi everyone.
Look at that.
Alana Connor.
Alana Connor. Yeah. Wow, how about that? So yeah, it is Thursday, November 14th, and we just happened to, we'll get into why we canceled practice, but no practice today.
Yeah, no
Alana
practice today.
Alana is an athlete here, plays on the women's basketball team here at CSN. So we have a bunch of players here, and I did the old number trick game. I said, pick a number. There's four girls down there shooting. And I said, pick a number 1 through 10, whoever gets close. They don't even know what they're winning. So she got within one.
Oh, shoot.
And I was like, Alana won. She's like, yeah.
I'm
like,
always pick an even number.
But
that's
you don't
the
even know what
it.
You won. It could have been stay after and sweep the floor up.
That's fine. I would have swept the floor.
There you go. But we got her as our first official basketball guest ever.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I feel honored.
Yes. 34 nice. Weeks in. We're on show 34.
Yep.
So we're going to test your knowledge a little bit with sports, just some fun stuff. We're going to talk about you and your family, your background, your goals, all that stuff. It's kind of fun for us to shake it up a little bit. And to be honest with you, you know, the sports scene right now is kind of dull because NBA is just starting, but it's not nothing really fun to watch yet.
Yeah.
NFL is just kind of Kansas City's winning. You know, like the losers
go
are
Niners.
Losing, the winners are. Who is it?
I said go Niners.
Go Niners.
Niners, here we go. Niners.
Yeah, Coach
go
Niners. Lee, Coach,
well, I
Coach
don't know.
Lee's a big
really?
Niners fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them know.
Niners, yeah. We had. Last year when the Super Bowl was here in Vegas, obviously, and the Niners were in it, and we were in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, 16-hour bus ride, and on the ride home, I got it on my phone, but there was no way to like broadcast it on the bus. So the guy gave me the microphone, and I did play-by-play.
Really?
And so I'm doing and I tried to yell, ladies and gentlemen, dropping back and then, like having fun with it. And so what we did is we usually have the girls on one side and the boys on the other, and we let Niners fans versus who they lose to?
Oh, I think it was
Chiefs. City.
Chiefs.
So the bus was pretty much split right down the middle, and it was a good time. It was fun. Mm-hmm. So Niners fan. All right, well, you just answered one question.
Right.
That was took the excitement out of that, but that's all right. So show number 34, and you can join in if you know any, but what we do is we talk about every week, whatever number it is, we talk about what famous athletes or athletes that we know that wore number 34.
Yeah.
Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Not off the top of my head. I'm trying to think like NBA, but no, not off the top of my head
I
right
can
now.
I think of a couple NBA. Yeah. NFL is huge. NFL is a lot of running backs.
Running backs again, yep.
I don't really mess with ice hockey. Just
I
can't
come
people.
Up with anything for hockey myself. Not even anybody on the Islanders that I follow. I
so
come up.
Throwback is Bo Jackson, one of the greatest football players of all time.
Yep.
I mean, there's a bunch. Who you got?
Like you said, some running back number, Earl Campbell.
Earl Campbell, another
Walter
throwback.
Walter Payton.
Yeah, I mean, those are three of the best running backs in the history of the game.
Hall of Famers.
I'm going to have you do a book report on that.
Okay, yeah.
Bo Jackson, Walter Payton.
My knowledge.
Throw another Hall of Famer at you, Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas
for
from
you,
the
Marty
Bills.
Bills fan.
Yeah, from the Bills.
Herschel Walker.
Herschel Walker. Jeez.
Yeah, this is 34.
It's a big running back number. Yeah. And
back
then, of course,
then,
Shaq wore 34.
Shaq did wear 34.
Charles Barkley
there
wore 34.
Yep.
Keem
Olajuwon.
Keem Olajuwon wore 34.
The Dream.
Yeah, the Keem.
And how about a guy that went here, played baseball here?
Oh, Bryce Harper.
Harper, 34, when he was with the Nationals.
Yeah, shout out Bryce Harper.
Shout out Bryce Harper. We're here at CSN. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, your guy too, Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce, the truth.
Charles Oakley.
Charles
guy,
Oakley.
Yeah.
Jeez, slow down,
34.
Jeez, we're running. 34 is a popular number.
Big number.
33, 32, 34.
Yeah.
All pretty popular numbers. I mean, 20s. She missed the show, but can you think of any 20s?
Yeah, I know.
20s? No, not
you,
really.
Girl.
Oh, I am 20.
No.
You know what I was just.
I'm dead.
And I was just going to say three
we
weeks
go.
In a row.
I tried to set you up for a win there.
I am 20, but my number in high school was 24.
24.
So, like, 24. I always think about, like, 24, like, how that is. But now, like, coming to college and playing here at CSN, I'm 20. So,
so
I just
how
have
did,
to...
where did 24 come from in high school?
Kind of just, like, my class of 2024.
Oh,
and
that's
also,
cool.
like, how I said in the beginning, I love even numbers. Yeah, I just think it just, like, I love, like, the half and half, something.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And also kind of correlates to my twin sister, how she's my other half.
Ah, 2-4.
So, yeah, yeah, so
two,
like, four. Cool. Yeah, exactly. Nice. So just that's awesome. Always want to have like something like kind of that correlates to her.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Yeah.
Correlating. Well, 3 weeks in a row with your girls, their numbers with CLE.
Last week, CLE, 32, and then
30. Is Braylon 33? Did I see that right?
Yes. Braylon is 33. Yeah. She changed 33. It this mm-hmm. year.
33,
yeah.
And then. Yeah. Yeah. Is it Mitch 34?
Yeah, Mitch is 34. Right? Yeah.
So that's we should roll with your girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Alana's here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But,
very funny. Cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sports are kind of, I don't know, just a little bit of, it's not a lot. They got the Jake Paul Tyson fight. Who you got?
Oh, honestly, I have Mike Tyson.
Do you?
Yeah. I do.
Who you got?
We talked about that before. I'm going with Tyson.
Yeah.
You're a little nervous. We talked about that before.
All right. So let's, there's a little, nervous I have some pressure on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
My boss.
Oh, I know exactly what
Nolan
you're going
to
say.
Oh, Nolan Ryan, 34. Just come to head. They come as we go.
Oh, they 11 o'clock at night, he's going to text me.
Yeah.
He's going to text me another 34. So Yvonne Wade.
Yes.
Our amazing athletic director here. Her husband, amazing trainer, Larry Wade, is the strength and conditioning coach for Jake Paul for this fight. So got to be careful here. Right? Kyra's back here giggling. I don't know. I'm still not sold that this isn't more gimmick than a fight.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm afraid for Mike Tyson. I've seen the sparring videos. He looks like a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But he's 60 years old. How old is he?
58.
Wow. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, of course, if he comes out in the first couple rounds, he can hurt Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it goes downhill quick because Jake Paul is just going to – he's just going to have his guard up and try to take – Tyson's
wear
best
him down.
Shot. Yeah. You gotta. Yeah. He's almost 60.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wish I could buy into more of this being a legitimate fight. And I'm not saying they're not training legitimate for sure. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Jake Paul is taking this as serious as could be.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, and it looks like Tyson is too. So I don't think it's a gimmick. It's just, I don't know. Everybody hears and says the same thing. I hope it's a good fight. And I hope, I don't know. I just don't want Mike to get hurt, man.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Know?
That'd be really bad. Mm-hmm.
And I think Jake Paul can clearly hurt him. Jake throws some bombs.
Okay.
I mean, he's more of a boxer, in my opinion, than I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's more of a boxer than I am. Jake, I don't want any piece of that.
Yeah, no smoke, please.
No smoke for Jake. I don't know. It's not a whole bunch of – I can't think of any basketball games this week that were fun to watch. Oh, wait, we had two.
Yeah, we did. Those two games were really fun.
They were. Yeah. So we had our first two home games. We'll talk. And I'm sure you know Mike by now. He's our super fan. Doesn't miss a game. And if he does have to, some reason, miss a game, he's got it on the phone. And he's been going to our games.
Yeah.
Not just our games here, but he's been going to Brooklyn and Trent's games since they were little kids. Yeah,
really.
So we got, we had our home opener versus Barstow College.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then we played Phoenix College. Yeah. Phoenix was pretty fun. It was both teams were 4-0. You can come in, Selena. Your stuff's right there if you need it.
Next.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your headphones.
So we had our first two home games. So first of all, how was your first college game at Scottsdale?
Oh, okay. I was definitely nervous because I feel like the scrimmage definitely set me up to just play good and just know what I was doing, especially with great coaching and like the practice time that I've been putting in. With the practice time.
You don't
time.
Have to say that.
What? I do. Credit. I need to give credit where credit is due.
There you go.
Appreciate it.
But with like just me practicing and like knowing my game, I just feel like I came out and played my game, which is definitely like my.
What's your game? Tell the people that haven't seen you play yet.
Okay.
I know your game. He knows
know.
Your game.
Everyone knows my game, but for the people out there, I am defensive specialist. That's how I like to say. I'm always diving for loose balls.
Yep.
Want to get the jump ball, even when coach is telling us to fall back. Like I still want to press the ball.
So you're not coachable is what you're
telling me. Oh, no, I am coachable.
Okay.
Very coachable. But, yeah, I'm just very handsy. I like to be active in, like, the paint and everything.
Yeah.
And just, and, like, for the offensive, I like a one-step drive.
One-step rip through.
Yeah, rip through.
Mid-range.
Hopefully to be a three-point shooter next year.
Yeah.
But working up to it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
And,
for sure.
And very high energy.
Oh,
high
energy. Yes. Very high energy.
And, Mike, does that fit our style?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's what we do, right? We
defend,
absolutely. We rebound, and we run.
Absolutely.
Those are the three things we do, and it's interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about the stats and where the team is at this point. So you had your first game, a little nervous, like everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got your first bucket. What was your first bucket?
What What was my first bucket? I think it was a layup. I think it was like me. I think I got a pass from either Faith or like a guard, and I was just like running. I just made that layup.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And so then we had three road games in 3 days down in Phoenix, non-league games. Knocked off number 14, Scottsdale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were ranked Division 2. 16. 16. 16. 16. 16.
Yeah. 16, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Knocked them off. Great game. Hit a lot of shots. Defense, energy, all high. Next two games, decent, not great. I mean, you know, competitions, it's Division II, so there's a little bit of a drop sometimes. But still, live bodies, we got to play our game. And we always appreciate going down to Chandler Gilbert and South Mountain, who we have again here this Saturday. We're always excited to play them. And the funny thing with JUCO, and you've seen this because you've been around long enough, is, you know, like, we played Phoenix last night. We handled them pretty good, but they beat us 3 years ago, two years ago. Yeah. They beat us.
Yeah.
By four.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so JUCO, you just, all it takes is a couple players.
Oh, yeah.
And the next year, you're tough. And then you can continue that. And I think our goal, obviously, our goal here is to sustain through hard work in the offseason and get players that want to get better and, you know, all that stuff. So we had our first two home games. Barstow, up against the wall a little bit. They didn't have a program last year. They didn't have enough kids to have a program, so they had to shut down. So new coach rebuilding KP. She's doing a great job and had her kids playing hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they did play hard, and
they didn't stop. And the talent wasn't matched up quite the same, obviously, but at least they played hard. And I went into the locker room, I think I told you, and talked to them after, which was really cool. And had their ear for a minute. They were kind of looking at me like, what's this dude doing in our locker room? But then when I told them that both of my kids played at Barstow, they all went,
really?
What?
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Trent and Brooklyn both played at Barstow. Wow. Well, technically Trent played. Brooklyn was the captain and hurt her ankle like a week before the season started.
Aww.
But she went through the whole process and was, you know, part of the team.
Yeah.
So when I said both of my own children went there, and I know the struggle that it is to play at Barstow, they were like, what? They all of a sudden were like, wanted to hear more.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool to be able to talk to them. And then last night, again, we played Phoenix, both teams 4-0. That was exciting. The gym was packed.
It was.
We don't have a big gym, but it was packed.
It was packed.
Great environment.
Great environment.
I enjoyed playing.
Shout out to Bishop Gorman, coaches, players, Centennial coaches, players.
Yep.
We had, and there was a bunch of people. I mean, I had a couple recruits in that came with some of their family members. Great game for them to see. High energy. I think we were up 33-7 or 9.
At the end of one, I think it was. Yeah, I can look that up. But
so kind of just... played well, and everybody shared the ball and do what we do. So NFL is a little weak, NBA not interesting, but CSN's doing all right.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
So now we're 5-0, and we have a home game this Saturday. We'll get South Mountain here, and then a week from Saturday we start league play, start playing the D1s and ramping it up. And I think all these preseason games, and you've seen over the years that they just lead to better play.
Alana, as you alluded to it earlier, I got her prepared for game one in the regular season.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, be here before you know it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's it. That's good stuff. We got to see Aaliyah Ibarra shoot lights out for Utah Tech yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that game.
It's pretty cool that she was on ESPN back-to-back with KB.
Oh, yeah, she was.
So Utah Tech played with Aaliyah, and then KB played right after that back-to-back. So to see two CSN alum from, I mean, they were here a year ago.
Yeah, last year. Crushing
it last year. So it was fun to watch. Aaliyah got hot, and she loves shooting in that gym. So she's coming back from a couple injuries, and she's starting to look like looks like she feels like herself.
Yeah. So she was team high and game high yesterday, 23, right?
Yeah. Where she was, 23.
I think 5 of 8 from 3,
Played Stonehill out of Massachusetts.
Yeah, there you
used to be a D2. It's so crazy. I mean, I've been to Stonehill a million times.
Right.
It's 45 minutes from my house. Like, that's Stonehill's one of those. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm ready.
Boom, that was quick, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to blind rank a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Favorite stops on the road.
Ooh, like food stops or just like just
not the mall?
Not
5 below. All right, ready? Blind ranking, so you don't know what's coming next.
Go. Okay.
Mike, if she needs help, you might have to jump in.
Yep.
I'll need help.
We're gonna start right off with a bang. In and out.
Oh, In and Out's really good. But we have In and Out here, so I'm just gonna put that at 3. How is it out of 5?
10.
Out of 10. Okay. Yeah, I'll keep about three. Good top three. Yeah. Good top three.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a very popular one with the kids.
Yeah. Right?
In and Out is tough to screw up.
It is, but it always tastes so good, like after a hard game.
Oh, yeah. So I added this one just because I think you had it yesterday pre-game. Tropical smoothie. Did you? Was that yesterday?
That was Barstow.
Tropical smoothie.
Yeah, tropical smoothie.
It's a good spot too. Yeah.
I think it's going to be spot two. Because I feel like, because it's like a good healthy option too. Yes. And it's just not going to weigh me down as much as like if I would eat anything else, like a burger or like Chipotle or anything like that.
No, so then you know Chipotle's coming.
Spot two.
Let's just throw Chipotle out there now. Awesome. You said it.
Chipotle now? Okay. I'm going to put spot five. I'll put Chipotle in spot five. Okay. Sometimes it has a little misses, but I think it's a good
like
top
what's
five.
What's a miss from Chipotle? I haven't had a miss yet from Chipotle. Is it amount? Is it taste? What's the miss?
Sometimes
I've never heard that.
Sometimes the guacamole can be like too salty or like not salty enough, or like it's just like they don't put enough like filling or like, you know, you gotta like talk to them a little bit. But like usually it's always a hit.
Chipotle is five. I think when I put out a team text saying, hey, where do you wanna stop? Where are your top two? I think Chipotle was In and Out were clearly
They're the winners. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Subway.
I had Subway last game. I did. We're hitting them all. In my rotation.
Yeah. Yeah. Subway's in the rotation.
It's not really my go-to sandwich spot.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put that at seven. That's going to be my seven spot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're moving along. How about Sonic?
I don't want to say I've never been to Sonic. I don't eat there as much. I'm going to put that as 10.
10. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think I've had anything really good from Sonic that I would want to go back.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So let's kind of tie in. We'll give it a break. We're halfway through the list, right? Is Sonic we've had twice pre-show.
Yes.
We forgot to talk about what we just had. And Sonic was kind of at the bottom.
Yeah, it was like.
I think we have a new bottom.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
New bottom?
After today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Rallies was.
Rallies. My first time having it.
You know,
the burger was
too.
Good, basic. Mm-hmm. The hot dog looked like.
It was kind of sad. It was very sad. I was sad looking at it.
Yeah. What was good was the funnel cake fries. Those are really scary because you just can't have too many.
Yeah.
And then the apple pie empanada.
Mm-hmm. Close second dessert. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
But
Rallies, they're associated with Checkers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was skimpy.
Sorry to the Rallies fans.
We're definitely open to. Gift certificates to try again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. But
no, that's an illegal benefit.
Well, okay, just kidding.
Just send it to me.
Send it to coach.
Gotta send it to the coach.
But so we had it was a tricky one today. And it's funny because you came in with the two little bags and you're like, it wasn't what I thought it was. You just never know when you go somewhere new what their portions are.
Well, it was kind of like their combo menu is what it was. And now I'm thinking that's probably why it was skimpy. Now, if you go get a regular burger, it's probably a regular nice size burger, is my guess. Yeah. But I haven't had that from there, so I wouldn't know, but that's my guess.
Burger wasn't terrible. Mm-hmm. It just tasted like it. But again, I kind of just, Sonic was a struggle. The last one was better than the first one, but super salty.
Salty.
Yeah. Oh, man, so salty. But their chili tater tots.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Their hot dogs are really good.
Yeah.
But Sonic's, we'll see.
Put Sonic as 10.
All right, ready? Okay. Cafe Rio.
Oh, nine. I am a cafe. I'm not a fan of Cafe Rio. I'm a Chipotle stan over Cafe Rio. And Adrian's not going to like that I say this.
Hey. are you watching live? Where are we at? Oh, yeah. Instagram is that one. Mm-hmm. All right.
There we go.
Adrian, we're live. How are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I need to know. I'm so sorry, but I can't do Cafe Rio. Maybe I need to try her order.
Yeah.
Because she tried my Chipotle order and she loves it. Yeah.
So I did that. Cafe Rio, I'm a one trick pony. I pretty much just do what is that called?
I forget what you get there too. Every time we go.
Not the salad, not the burritos, it's the tostada.
There it is, yes.
Whatever. It's just it's good. It's a good portion. I think Adrian had it yesterday. She did
have it yesterday.
She couldn't finish it. The portions are always good. Mm-hmm. And their chips and queso. I like their chips and queso over Chipotle's chips and queso. Me personally.
Okay.
Their quesos. Chipotle's is kind of. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
But Cafe Rio's queso is really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. All right, Cafe Rio's out of the way.
Yeah, it's at nine. Sorry.
Okay. We have, which has been a favorite, a popular one this year so far.
Okay.
Culver's.
Oh, I knew you were going to say
have
that.
Have you ever had Culver's?
I have not.
Oh,
it's
buddy.
Really good. I've had it. This was like my first time having Culver's, like on the trip when we went to Utah. So I was really shocked. Like
the
I was surprised.
The menu is crazy.
Huge.
Like what they offer there, they have pot roast sandwiches.
Yeah.
They have fish sandwiches. Oh, they have everything else you could
like
imagine.
Everything.
They have cheese curds. All they have.
Right. Yeah. Those cheese curds were really good.
Yeah,
is there one out here?
No.
No, there isn't.
Nope. So Culver's, Kingman,
bring one to
Kingman,
Vegas,
Kingman, Arizona.
Okay.
So that, that'll most likely be a Kingman and last year in Southern Idaho and Twin Falls, Idaho. Mm. Adrian, that's funny, actually. We parked. We, you know, I usually stop and try to stop somewhere where there's a couple places they can eat. We stopped here. Culver's was not close. And Adrian's like, Coach, can we go to Culver's? And I'm like, I didn't want to leave the van. I'm like, let's go. So her and I walked like mile and a half to Culver's. Just right. Adrian and I made a Culver's run.
So good.
Yeah, so fun.
I know I don't have number two open, and I don't want to put it at one, but I think I'm going to go four.
Four?
Mm-hmm. Because it's not something I would eat before a game.
Listen, I think that's fair, though.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to wrap your mind around the brain. This is on a road trip. Like, we're, you know.
But Culver's is a top four, like, on a road
Culver's
trip.
Culver's is pretty
good. It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, to me, there's one reason Culver's is number one, because I never pay. So coaches and the drivers never pay. Mm-hmm. So last time I paid by accident, and the lady was like, wait a minute, are you the co? I'm like, I am. And she's like, I'm going to refund you the money, get the manager. I'm like, you don't have to.
Yeah.
It's like $8.
Mm-hmm. Then
it's all good. And she's like, no. You're not supposed to pay when you come here. And I'm like, it's all, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So I sit down and we're eating. She comes over with cash and she's like, here, I got it. And I went, thank you. Here's your tip. And I
just there you go. Right there you go.
So they're
very
good.
Nice.
So Culver's.
Mm-hmm. Nice on both ends.
They're very good to coaches and drivers.
I kind of regret putting it in four. I'm regretting.
Okay.
It's okay.
Coach will give you maybe a couple of swaps?
Yeah, yeah.
Two redos?
You get one swap
one
or a
swap?
Redo.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay,
yeah. All right. We got Panda up next.
Oh, I had Panda last night.
Girl.
Alana. I had Subway before the game and then Panda
last night.
All right,
so let's go down the rest. We had Culver's on the way back. She had Tropical Smoothie before the Barstow game.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She had, what did we have yesterday? Subway.
Subway
yesterday.
Subway was yesterday, a little 6-inch
Panda
sandwich.
Last
Candy
night.
Last night.
All right, so where's Panda going?
Do I have six? Do I have six?
You have one, six, and eight.
Okay, six. I'll put it at six.
It's a solid list. I'm telling
you. I think it's a solid list. Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
Now, but you don't know what's coming.
I don't.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I don't.
KFC.
Oh, seven. Oh, wait, no. Eight?
Eight. KFC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't eat there that much. So
yeah,
I don't really know what's like I would get from there. So it's going to be eight.
And your number one is Chick-fil-A.
Okay. I think that's
good.
She's
good
with
that.
That's good. I'm good with Chick-fil-A being
good
number
job.
One.
Yeah. Kyra, was that a laugh of agreement?
Yeah, pretty close. Okay, I'll take it.
That's a strong choice in this, especially in this age bracket. Chick-fil-A is.
Oh yeah,
I
that's
love
good.
Chick-fil-A. They
their
have
waffle fries.
A pimento cheese chicken sandwich.
Is that good?
Oh, that I haven't had. Mm-hmm. Okay,
brand new. Go try it.
Okay.
Their banana
phenomenal.
Pudding shake is really good
banana
too. It's seasonal. I don't know if they still have it on the menu yet, but you should go get it.
So here's your list. You ready? And you get one swap, one change.
Okay.
You got Chick-fil-A at one, Tropical Smoothie at two, In-N-Out at three, Culver's four, Chipotle five. Panda 6, Subway 7, KFC 8, Cafe Rio 9, Sonic 10.
I think I'm going to stick with that list.
That's
I think
a
that's
solid
a very
list.
Solid list.
It is.
I like Tropa at 2. I like In-N-Out in the 3. I feel like Chipotle in that spot, I've kept it.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
it's a very solid
good
list.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Especially on the road. So, yeah, I think I'm going to keep that list.
So, Mike, going back, you've had Chick-fil-A before.
Yes.
You've had Tropical Smoothie.
Yes.
You've had In-N-Out.
Yes.
Not Culver's.
Not Culver's.
Chipotle.
Yes.
Panda.
Yes.
Subway.
Yes.
KFC.
Yes.
Cafe Rio.
Yes.
Sonic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, so Culver's, and it's just the regional thing because they don't
have
one
here.
We'll go.
Yeah.
We'll take
you.
Yeah,
here
we go.
Well, you know what? I'm sure at some point you and Julie are going to take a road trip and follow us down. That's our stop in Kingman, Arizona.
Yeah.
So
it's really
we'll do.
Good.
We'll make sure
their chicken tenders
remind
are really
me.
Good.
So that was fun. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Alana Connor. Tell us about your family. Tell us about your history. Where were you born? Where are you from?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So I was born in Wisconsin, and my dad at the time, he used to play in the NBA and coach in the NBA, so he was playing for the Bucks. Actually, no, not playing. Coaching for the Bucks, I'm
coaching.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I was born there, and then we moved from Wisconsin to Indiana. So I spent, like, more of my younger childhood in Indiana, and then it was Indiana to Colorado because he went with the Nuggets.
Okay.
And then from Colorado, it was Vegas.
Okay.
So, and yeah. But how did you get to Vegas? If was it because it sounds like we were going coaching. Was coaching, Vegas just a spot?
It was just a spot that, like, my dad was, like, kind of – he was I want to say he was taking more of a step back from, like, the NBA world, okay. but still wanted to be, like, more present.
Yep.
So we were just, like – he didn't renew his contract with the Nuggets, so we were, like, we're just going to go to Vegas.
Yeah.
And there was – and I think one of the reasons was no state tax. That's what my mom always says. State tax, and then we landed up here.
Yep. And your mom?
My mom, she does real estate. She's a luxury real estate
agent. She doesn't just do real estate.
She's a real estate powerhouse. Yeah, she is. Shout out to her. So yeah, so she was just with my dad for a minute, and they eventually split up. I want to say my eighth grade year, sometime around that, like when I was a little older. So that was okay. And then I've just been with her ever since.
Okay. And siblings.
Siblings, one twin sister. Yes, very fraternal twin sister.
Yeah, we see her in the gym. She supports
she's
you.
She's always coming.
She's coming to hang. Hanging out and summer workouts.
She's doing hair, but she doesn't want to stay in the house. So I was come with me to my workout. Like, I don't have anything to do. She loves to see me play.
Yeah,
like that's her thing. So she used to be the girls' basketball manager at Palo when I was in high school. Nice. So she always used to come with us on the road trips and just always around basketball.
And so what's she doing with hair? So you have your dad still coaching. Your mom's real estate agent.
Yeah.
Sister's doing hair. Mm-hmm. You're in school full time.
Yes.
You also work, though.
I do also work. I work at Albertsons. Just a small little part-time job, just so then I can, like, you know, have gas money and stuff for food. So
do
I
your
can
part.
Get everything. Yeah,
yeah that's awesome. So tell me about your sister's hair job. Like, is this something new? Is it something that she...
It's not something new. She's been doing hair for, I want to say, about, like, since COVID hit, so for, like, 4 years now.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's just, like, she loves doing it. She actually did my hair.
Yeah.
So she did that. And yeah, it's just a passion of hers. She wants to eventually own a salon and just like have people like rent out her space and just like be a business owner.
Well, you need to connect her with Destiny Bird.
I know, I do.
We had Destiny come in. You know, she just opened up a shop in the Galleria Mall.
Did she? Good for her.
Yeah, and she's got a shop in, what do they call them? Shops or spot? A spot in Atlanta. So she she's bi-coastal. Yeah. She's going good there, bam, boom, boom, back and forth.
That's awesome, yeah.
So yeah, and she would love to sit with her and tell her.
I definitely will. Get that information from me after.
Mm-hmm. Give the people your dad's name.
Oh, Lester Connor. Lester is my dad. Yeah, coached him, played in the NBA for a very long time. Yeah.
But what did he do before he played in the NBA? He played in college.
He actually played JUCO.
He played JUCO. A product of JUCO. Mm-hmm. Shout out to your dad.
Yeah, and then after he was done playing JUCO, he played at some school in the Bay. I don't know off the top of my head right now.
Might have been Oregon State.
That was after he played.
Oh, you're talking about JUCO. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
JUCO. Mm-hmm. We actually went to visit his JUCO school.
Not I remember. Really,
yeah, so that's awesome. It was super cool to see him. They have like his name on like the gym.
Yeah.
It's like for like all their alum that went pro. Nice. And then after he was done playing JUCO, he actually went to play at Oregon State. So he was the Beaver for 2 other years and then he went pro.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. I remember your dad vividly because that's our age.
That's our era.
We were fans of all NBA players. Like I was, and I know he coached the Celtics. I think your mom had mentioned when Golden State played Boston the other day, you guys were watching the game.
She was watching the game. She was making sure that the Celtics were winning.
She's
just a fan because I think she has another client that is playing on the Celtics right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's very cool. Yeah. The connection to basketball is awesome. That's pretty cool throughout your family. That's awesome. So tell us a little bit about, you don't have to tell the whole story of how you got here, but how did you get to play college basketball, where you're at now, and what are your goals, both academically and athletically? It sounds like the phone call that we had when I recruited her.
Mm-hmm. So your first question, how I got here. Yeah. I was playing at Palo, and my goal was just to play basketball. I wanted to take it. I always wanted to go to a 4-year school and just play in front of everybody and like have people like scream my name, just fans, just everything, just and just be able to like showcase like everything that I'm about and just like my game. So I was just practicing hard, always making sure that like I was connecting. My AU coach, Kyrie, so he was like, oh. Coach Savage at CSN, like talk to him. So I was because at first I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to stay in Vegas, but now I was like,
a lot of kids go through that.
I was like, let me see what it's about. So then we hopped on the phone, and that call was just really good. And like,
we had a couple calls.
So we just kept coming back, and then it was after the Ball Dogs game that you asked me like how I played, like the different levels from local to national. I was like, it was just the biggest difference from just for me, like just coming from being like the top high school player than just being like this little new freshman just coming into like the college scene. So it was just interesting.
But you know
to
what
see.
Stuck out in that Ball Dogs game? Your energy.
Yeah.
And that stuff that when I'm out there recruiting, it's when you can bring in a player that automatically already has that, like that tendency to play hard. Basketball's the easy part, you know. It's that effort that sometimes really talented kids don't have that energy, right, or that effort. And if you can blend those, it's great. But when you find somebody who has energy that's willing to work, like she just said, working on her three-point shot or whatever it may be, is
it's solid, the sky's limit.
Yeah. So what about academically? Like, what does the future look like? Does it involve basketball? Does it not involve basketball? A little bit of both?
I want to say a little bit of both. Academically, I am getting my business degree, and I want to be a business owner. Hopefully going to real estate with my mom.
Oh,
that's
there you
go. That was the goal once the ball stops bouncing. But I do want to I still want to play basketball, just be around like basketball, like just entirely, like hopefully like be able to connect like basketball to real estate, like how my mom's doing, because she sells to a lot of sports, like football, basketball, like everybody. So.
Especially in Vegas.
Especially in
great
Vegas.
Market for
right.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
She's my role model, so I'm trying to just hopefully be like her.
Good job. Awesome. I love
that. Very good.
All right, ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Would you rather explore space or the ocean?
The ocean. I love the ocean. I think it was Lizzie. We were in the training room and she was like, "Oh, I'm excited to go to California." And I was like, "Me too. Like, I don't care how cold it is. I might hop in the ocean."
Hey, there you go.
Like, I might have to. I think it's just, I just love the ocean. I love the beach.
It's fascinating.
All right. I got a couple of these. I'm just going to kind of pick a couple. I got like 1,000. Android or iPhone? I think I already know.
I have an iPhone. You have an iPhone. So I like iPhones. I just feel like it's just easier. I've always
Marvel
done
or DC?
That's really hard. I grew up with
Marvel.
There's
got to be something that makes you pick one or the other.
But
like
it's
one
Marvel.
Character that makes you pick one or the other.
Is Marvel. I love Black Panther. I love both movies. They were really good. And just inspiring too. So definitely Marvel. And then also watching Marvel movies growing up with my dad. We were big, huge superhero fans. Yeah, so I just love Marvel.
I am too. I think if I got more into that world, I'd be into that world. Yeah. Like, I love watching the movies, but Julie and I kind of have different. Well, lately she's been a little bit more open to watching sci-fi. And you know what it was? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. Oh,
she watched it and fell in love with Groot. And all of a sudden she's like, I'm buying Groot dolls. But she never, you know, it was actually the first one. Let me rewind in case she's watching. It was Avatar was the first one that she's like, I'll watch it. And then she's like, when is part two? So she kind of went through that. But I feel like, I don't know. I love DC. I love Marvel. Yeah. I grew up on DC, because
comics,
DC was Batman, Superman. Like when we grew up, it was actually comic books, no movies.
Right.
Yeah. So we're old.
Yep.
We're super old.
Stop.
So yeah, no, that's that is a tough question. Here's a tougher one.
Okay.
Crunchy peanut butter or smooth?
Oh, that is hard. Kyra's face. Only if y'all could see it. Smooth peanut butter. But if I have either or, I definitely lean towards smooth. But if it's just like one or the other, like I'll just pick either one.
What about
one.
You, Mike?
Smooth. I used to be crunchy for a while, and then as I got older, smooth.
I kind of went one way. So as a kid, I didn't want crunchy at all. I just wanted smooth with my peanut butter and jelly. Mm-hmm. We grew up again on a lot of peanut butter and jelly. And then when I got older, I'm like, give me the crunchy. It's an upgrade.
Crunchy's good though. Like I won't pass up a crunchy peanut butter and jelly.
But now I'm back to smooth.
Smooth. Yeah.
All good. Mm-hmm. Netflix or HBO Max?
Ooh, Netflix, because their newest season of Outer Banks came out, and I still haven't watched it. Brooklyn was talking about it on the trip, so I need to hop on the train and finish it.
Do you have any streaming services other than your cable?
I don't, but I have access to it on the TV if I want to go ahead and do it. Like Netflix, I can download that app.
You
don't
watch much. Don't watch.
I just I have the movie channels and I watch the movies.
Yeah. You got to watch Last Chance U.
Oh, yeah, that was really seen good.
Oh, you got to watch it. Okay. I think it's two seasons, maybe
two
three.
Seasons?
Two seasons.
Now, what is that on?
That's
Netflix.
On Netflix.
It's Netflix. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I got
That's
access
great.
To that. Okay.
That's good.
It's really
good.
Good
stuff.
Okay.
Pancakes or waffles?
Ooh, oh, my gosh, these are really hard questions. pancakes. I do love a good pancake.
Yeah. Where's your spot? Pancakes. IHOP, Denny's, Cracked Egg.
Broken Yolk.
Broken Yolk.
They have a cinnamon roll pancake. Okay. It's so good. And it's so good.
The food next week.
Yes. Write that down. It's really good. That's like my favorite breakfast spot. Like I always go there with my mom. Like I went there for my birthday. Like it's just, I'm always telling everybody to go there.
Yeah. Okay. Morning person or night person?
Morning.
Yeah.
Once I'm up. Like if like when you told us that we have a 6 a.m. workout, like I'm up at 5 and like I'm ready.
Is that because of school or work or just your natural clock, you think?
School and work, yeah. I feel like, because with work, I usually work from like 6 to 10, and then I go home, I take my little 1 hour nap, and then I come here and I go to school.
Yeah.
Like, either like my math or comp class during the day, and then I come to practice.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm usually just awake like the whole, like, this 12 hour day, 10 hour day.
Yeah.
So, I don't like, I love mornings because at night, I just, it's like kind of boring at night. It's dark, and I just want to lay in the bed and just be on my phone, like, talking to my friends.
Right.
How about summer or winter?
Oh, I'm not going to say summer. I mean, I want to say summer because I have a summer birthday, but I like winter. I feel like I have more winter clothes. Like, I love wearing a good, like, crew neck or a hoodie, a sweater. Yeah. It's just more comfortable.
So maybe you're somewhere in the middle, like late fall. Like
Late fall is good. Okay. I like being able to wear a crew neck or some jeans or, like, just a pair of, like, jorts or something like that.
Comfortable.
Mm-hmm, comfortable.
What's your take? Summer, winter.
Me, summer.
Yeah,
me
really. Too. I don't like being hot.
So I don't like being hot. I don't like the heat here. But growing up on Cape Cod, summers was
The best. I bet
the best. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind the heat.
Vampires or werewolves?
Ooh, that's interesting. Kyra's face.
Which is more deadly, a vampire or werewolf?
I feel like a vampire. They like suck the blood out of you. So I'm gonna go vampire.
Agree or disagree? We're gonna have both the answers.
Okay.
People should not have to work on their birthdays.
Agree.
I disagree.
Really?
I know some people want it as a holiday, but I don't mind working. I've worked on my birthday before, of course. I've taken it off before, too. But I'll say disagree only because if you start asking holidays, I'm going to put my birthday on the back burner.
Opposed to some
holidays.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a private school where you had to wear a uniform in school?
In middle school, I went to Fertitta, so we had the uniforms. And then I was so sad because my year, we all took a vote on it was uniforms or like normal casual wear. Yeah. And I swear, everybody said casual wear. Yeah. And then like it came back and it still was uniforms.
So here's the question. If at a private school, students have to wear uniforms, should teachers?
Ooh. I'm going to say no. Because I feel like it's the teachers, like, I feel like because they're adults, like, they know, what's appropriate for the classroom and everything, and they're here to educate us, so I feel like they should have, like, their choice in clothing.
Yeah,
good question. Never thought about that.
I'll
say no also because they may have gone to schools where they had to wear uniforms as a kid. So they've done that before.
Done it. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Done that, yep.
Are clowns more scary or funny?
They're scary.
More scary?
They are scary.
You're scared of clowns?
I'm not scared of clowns. I'm not really scared of anything except for like cockroaches. I'm deathly afraid of cockroaches.
Cockroaches?
Yes, sure, like, I can't. Sure. But clowns, I feel like they just lost their like funny appeal like as like the generation has like gone on. Because I feel like with the movie It, the Clown, like I feel like it's just like
they've seen that.
I haven't either, but I've heard it's scary. Oh, like I just know of it.
Know what it's about.
I know what it's about. So I just kinda tend to stay away.
All right, I'm trying to find some other good ones. Look at this. We're all over the place. I mean, this is kind of what's your dream car?
Oh, I have like,
if you say G-Wagon.
It's not a G-Wagon. My dream car
it wouldn't have been a bad guy.
My dream car is a purple BMW M5 competition.
Oh, so you're specific with it.
Yeah, very specific. Yeah, it's all right. I know.
It's all right.
Or I would have, oh my gosh. I don't know. Like, I've said so many different answers. Like, Hellcat, like, Benz, like, everything, like, all the luxury cars. But maybe, like, GLC, like, coupe. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, like, the little mom car. Kind of like that. I kind of like that.
Here's the big question, and you can both answer this one.
Okay.
This is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Does pineapple belong on pizzas?
No, it doesn't. I just never saw the hype with it. Yeah. I feel like it's pineapple is good on its own. That's how I feel.
What do you think?
I will say this. I don't know if it belongs on it or not, but I like it on it. Yeah. I've had it before, really? And I don't have a problem with the taste of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. That with the Canadian bacon.
I don't mind it. Also, the Hawaiian. I wonder if we got to get Bray and
We do.
Faith in here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that really Hawaiian pizza?
They're probably going to say no. I can already hear it. No, coach.
Oh, boy.
So you ask Adrian. Is she watching? Adrian, chime in.
I know.
Adrian, let us know. Let us know in the comments below, please. We need to know.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Me and my public speaking class, we had a debate about this.
Did you really? This year?
Here at CSN. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. This is kind of hard because I feel like it is. Because it's kind of like on the sandwich menu, but it's open. It's not two pieces of bread on top. I'm going to say no, it's not.
You're going to say no? Yeah,
I'm going to say no. I'll say no. I've never thought of it as a sandwich.
What is it then?
But what Alana was saying,
I feel like it's its own category. Yeah, it's just a hot dog.
But what if it's a sausage? Is it? What do you call a sausage dog?
Sausage sandwich? Hot dog sandwich?
I feel like it's still a hot dog.
You said the word sandwich twice.
Well, I'm trying to see how that rolls off the tongue here. You know what I mean?
Got him. You did.
But there are, you were talking about, it's open. There are open-faced sandwiches, right? Mm-hmm, it's just made on the bread, but that's a little bit different. It's in the open, right? We see it just like we had earlier. I just never thought of it as a sandwich. I get it.
What about a Philly steak? Those are subs. What do you call them?
That's a sandwich.
Sub sandwich because of the bread. Maybe the bread makes
that's how the bread is made with
a hot dog, but it's a bun.
What are we doing here?
It's a bun. It's all bread. I know.
Yeah,
this might be the topic for the last 7 minutes of the show right here. This is a tough one.
I don't know.
I never thought of it as a sandwich.
Yeah. I always see it as its own category. A burger's a sandwich. Because it has two pieces of bread.
Okay.
A sandwich.
It's a statement. A burger is a sandwich.
Is it not? Are we disagreeing?
I never thought.
That's what a podcast is for.
Yeah, are we disagreeing with that?
No, I won't disagree. I never thought of it either way as a sandwich.
It's its own.
What constitutes a sandwich? What makes a sandwich? Let's get this. Let's figure this out today before we move on.
Well,
you're saying two pieces of bread.
I think it's two pieces of bread.
Open, two separate pieces
on top of
bread.
Of each other,
And stuff in the middle. So if that's the case,
peanut butter.
Does it matter if you have?
Yeah.
Does it matter if you have roast beef or beef to make it a burger between a sandwich?
A hamburger patty and with the lettuce, the tomato, because you can have that on a sandwich as well. Yeah, like you said, peanut butter and jelly, grilled cheese. Right? Those are sandwiches.
Those are sandwiches. We classify those as sandwiches.
So what was did you have a debate on each side in class with this?
Well, he kind of just asked us because it was a warm-up question, just to get us more talkative. It was a Monday morning question. Yeah. So he was is a hot dog a sandwich? And I think I said no. I was no, it's not really a sandwich. It's its own category. It's its own little thing.
I have to do some more research. I'm going to poll the team tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll throw it in the group chat.
Yeah.
So, last food question is: you have an order of French fries.
Mm-hmm.
What are you picking to dip in? Ooh. Ketchup, ranch.
Okay, if it's
cane sauce.
Cane sauce is really good, but if it's if it's a really well seasoned fry, crispy, soft on the inside, I'm gonna eat it by itself. But if it does need that little extra kick, I'm gonna do ketchup.
Ketchup.
I'm a basic ketchup girl.
Mm-hmm. Are you an old school ketchup guy?
Ketchup and ranch.
Ranch is definitely up there. With my sweet potato fries, I do ranch.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys had
I've had
some. It's really good.
Yes, I have, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potato fries, a lot of places, a lot of restaurants, they come with
mustard and honey.
Not mustard and honey.
Really?
Caramel. Some places have caramel dipping sauce for sweet potato.
Really?
Yeah, really good. I think, what's the place of the Red Rock? The restaurant at the right outside of the sports book.
It's the Yard House.
The Yard House.
Yeah.
With their sweet potato fries, they come with a caramel dipping sauce.
Really?
Well,
I need to try that.
Is it caramel or caramel?
Oh, I think it depends on like the context of like the dessert. I say
I love the little laugh
caramel, caramel. I think I say caramel.
Caramel,
like caramel sauce, like
the way it's spelled. Yeah, a couple of A's in caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah, I've always said caramel. Yeah.
Tomato,
yeah, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Yeah. I've never heard anybody ever say potato.
Potato? You never heard potato?
No. I've heard potato.
Yeah. Have
I've heard
you
potato.
Really?
I've heard potato. Yeah. Potato, right. Potato. Mm-hmm, I've heard that.
Let's see. Let's see if we can find one last good one here.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather be able to fly or breathe underwater?
Oh. Fly. Mike, I would. I'm. That's a really good question. Like, I don't know, like Aquaman. Like, he's super cool. Like, but like I know I wouldn't be Aquaman. I'd still like be able to breathe underwater.
Breathe underwater.
But I feel like I just wouldn't use that power enough. Like we're in Vegas.
But wouldn't you spend more time in water?
I would. I would probably
be out there in Lake Mead.
Yeah, I would. But no, I'm gonna Kyrus. No,
going to Lake Mead.
Yeah, no. So I'm gonna say fly because like I wouldn't have to pay for gas.
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't have to pay for gas, and I could go anywhere I wanted to. Like my dream is to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So
you've never been?
I've never been. So hopefully I get to go soon. I want to go.
Yeah, I'm taking. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Yeah.
I said I'm taking trip number two here coming in May. I'm excited.
Nice.
To see
nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say, fly, especially with the traffic in this town.
Oh, yeah. The construction. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So, who is your favorite pro sports team? Any sport?
Any sport?
I know you mentioned the Niners, but is
mention the Niners. I love the Aces.
Oh, okay.
And very like good. I know it sounds kind of biased because it's the Vegas team, but good. I just love the Aces. I love Asia. She's super nice. She's so down to earth, and I just love the team, the camaraderie that they have. Yeah, yeah. So it's just really great like watching them. Also, just like as a model, like for me and like every other like female athlete that's like here in Vegas, like you can see like how hard that these ladies work.
Yeah,
yeah, That's a good. And they have a good athletic trainer. Too.
They do. Yeah. Shout out to Brett.
So Mount Rushmore, that means your top four favorite female athletes of all time.
Of all time?
Again, any sport.
Any sport? Okay, that was going to be my question. Asia Wilson has to be up there. Okay. Like scoring wise, she was a beast this past season.
Oh, yeah.
She was great.
Oh, breaking records.
She was great.
1,000 points a season.
1,000 points,
Rebounds, everything,
Who else do I want to say? Stewie.
Oh, yeah.
Brianna. Stewie, Brianna. I have to put her on there. Also, Diana. I want to put her on. Yep, of course.
You got one left.
One left. Ah, this is hard. Ogunbowale. I love the way she plays. I love the way she plays, especially from when she was playing.
Pretending I know how to spell it.
When she played at Notre Dame, I loved the way she played.
She had the, she was the one that had the big All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we talked about the huge back then. Yeah, she had a huge All-Star game. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she had a good season too.
She did.
All right, so let's flip it and go on the men's side. You got four Mount Rushmores. Any sport? Who are your favorite four male athletes?
Okay, I'm gonna try and branch out and not just do all basketball. I'm gonna put Shaq for basketball.
Shaq, you hear that, Shaq Diesel? Now Shaq is in Vegas a lot.
He is. My mom actually sold him a house, houses
there
actually.
There you go.
So yeah, Shaq.
Shaq.
Purdy on the Niners.
Yeah, Brock. There you go.
Brock, that's a good one. He's having a heck of a season. He's having a heck of a career, honestly.
He is. He's doing really well.
Yeah.
Baseball. I don't really know much about baseball, so I'm
gonna. All right. Pass on baseball.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on baseball. Kobe. I'll put Kobe up there, of course. I feel like if I don't, that'd just be he needs to be up there, of course.
So you got two Lakers and a San Fran guy, huh? Look at this. Yeah. A little bit of California bias.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, my dad is from the Bay, so shout out to them. Curry.
Steph,
yeah.
There you go. Steph is good.
He is really good.
He's fun to watch.
He is fun to watch.
He gave him the night against Clay.
Yeah.
Been in the Olympics too, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he went for the
Olympics. Yeah, he's great.
He's just, I feel bad for people. Oh, you forgot somebody.
I should have put LeBron.
LeBron.
Oh, my gosh. It's okay.
You would have had three Lakers.
I know. I would have. Honorable mention, though, LeBron. He's doing great things.
There you go.
LeBron, yeah.
Bronny's struggling right now.
I'm not gonna say I'm a hater, but I called him going into the G League.
There you go.
Me and Selena. Yeah. Me and Selena. We were talking about this in the Utah trip.
It doesn't have to be a hater. I don't think he's quite ready yet. And they actually said even this morning that he's not even gonna travel with the G League team. He's just gonna be playing home games. Yeah. That's okay. I think we all know that the potential of him to have a phenomenal career is still way ahead of him.
Of course, yeah.
But he's not there yet. Yeah. So you gotta develop, and you can't just snap your fingers and want what you want.
Right.
But, you know, at first I was kind of because we're heavy on the draft. At first I was like, I don't like that they gave up pick. But LeBron's earned it, man. He's just his legacy is massive. Mm-hmm. You know, he's done so much for the Lakers and basketball in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's the GOAT?
Who is the GOAT?
Oh, she might say somebody different.
Who is the GOAT? Like, out of my Mount Rushmore, just, like, the GOAT.
No, who's
like,
the best basketball player of all time?
Of all time?
Period.
This is hard, because, like, this is really hard. The GOAT?
Greatest?
Kobe.
Of all. I told you she's going to go with somebody different.
Who were you thinking I was going to pick?
Well, everybody says Jordan, LeBron. I mean, those are the one-twos.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mad at Kobe. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that sneak Kobe into that. I mean, Kobe did some special things.
Mm-hmm.
I was big on Jabbar.
Yeah, Jabbar.
I've always been big on Jabbar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, just his accomplishments are something that I think younger generations don't understand how much he won. Same with Bill Russell, right? He has more championship rings than fingers.
Right.
He has to double them up. I'm okay with Kobe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I think that's a good answer.
Yeah.
So how was that? First podcast.
It was good. I want to come back.
Come
back next week.
Now you got to wait your turn. I promise the other players.
I'll
Kyra's
be back.
Over there working on a puzzle.
Yeah.
We do want to get more players in. I know Brett's going to come in.
Fine. Oh, that's going to be fun.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
So we're going to figure out next week. I think we're looking at Thursday again. Hopefully we'll try to make it work. Thank you to our special guest Alana
Connor. Thank you for having me.
Very good. Good job.
We're gonna have a fun season and a great off season and amazing sophomore season. Mm-hmm. Right,
can't wait. I'm
big
so
stuff
excited
ahead.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys for tuning in to the Doodoo and Foo show, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Yeah,
take
bye
care
guys. Thank bye. You